Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody back to the show. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Well, we did, right?
Oh, we had a great Thanksgiving. We went to my sister's house, right, and ate. My sister had a lot of food.
She had an awesome spread, and we had a wonderful time, and it was a really great day.
And we rocket volleyball.
We do rocket volleyball. We proved to all the children that we are not oldsters.
That's right, because we rocked the volleyball court. We did really well, and we had a lot of fun.
We did.
No one expected to play volleyball, but it was good, huh?
Well, no, we were told my daughter brought the volleyball net, and we were going to play badminton. But, you know, badminton's so boring.
Well, and I think the children all wanted it to
They're like, oh, yay, let's play badminton. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. But it was so much fun. We had a good time, and the food was good, and it was great seeing people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah,
so.
It was a nice day altogether.
And we hope everybody else had a good holiday. And now the big question is the weight gain. Who gained weight after Thanksgiving?
I chose not to weigh myself.
I actually weighed myself.
Did you?
I didn't gain an ounce.
No way.
Rock.
Good job.
Hans gained a half a pound, though.
He did.
He was upset with him. But he got it off within 2 days. So it's
well,
okay.
And you know what? I build up. I eat pumpkin pie a week before.
Oh, see.
I can gradually build up to the big day.
That's a great idea. I kind of like that.
See, my problem is I'm not a real turkey person.
Yeah.
I don't really like turkey.
Right.
So I eat all the fattening stuff, the sweet potatoes, the mashed potatoes,
but isn't
the stuffing.
That what's good?
It's like carb heaven.
I know. And she had my mother's stuffing, which was awesome.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And if I don't know if there's any Italian people out there, but it's got Italian sausage. It's really good.
It's good stuff. So welcome back, everybody, after hopefully it was a really good week for everyone. As you know, we have the chat room open. We have Susie Q, our chat room mom. She's in there keeping everybody happy and tucking them in and keeping them nice and warm. So if you want to make a comment or you have something that you want to say or ask a question, you can do it in the chat room. Or if you'd like, you can call our call-in number, and we'll do mini live angel readings on that line. And that number is 323-679-0882. 323-679-0882. It'll be a lot of fun, so give us a call. We'll give you some advice. Maybe you can give us some advice. You know, it's kind of funny because we're always giving people advice, but they're welcome to give us advice.
Sure. Hey, you know, I'm constructive criticism I can always use.
Well, that's
because my life
case.
Doesn't always run like a normal person.
No, it doesn't, which reminds us of something that just happened. On Saturday, you had some good stuff happen, didn't you?
I did. I bought a car.
Yay!
I know. I told everybody before about the accident my daughter had with my car, and it was totaled, and going through insurance and trying to get the car paid off, and I didn't have gap insurance. And let this be a lesson to everyone out there. Get the gap insurance.
Well, you thought you had it.
I thought I had it. Well,
you thought it was on there, and it turned out that the guy had taken it off and to get me
at the payment I wanted.
And never told her, even though she said she wanted it, and so it wasn't on there.
Right. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to get that. It's expensive. But, you know, it really, oh, my gosh, it cost me a couple $1,000s.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And that was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's been a bad couple of months.
But you know what? It all worked out because they made it right.
They did
a good job. And it
went
was
back to the dealership that I bought the other car at, and they did make it right. And now I have a beautiful car, and
yes,
I love it,
do.
And I'm really happy.
And it's a great car. I mean, it's a great car, so I love it.
Well,
so.
And I brought you, Wheeler Dealer, with me to make sure that they did what they were supposed to do, because I have a tendency to let people walk on me.
No, you don't. No, it's just that
I do.
Well, you know,
quite obviously.
No, you don't. You know, I was thinking about it because you had said when we left, you said, you know, you're so lucky and all. And I was thinking, you know what, I don't think it's luck. I think it's because I kind of have a sense of how far I can push.
Well, and that could very well be.
You know what I mean?
That could very well be.
Because I pushed a lot.
You did. And these people, had I done that, they would have gone, okay, we're done. We're not dealing.
And she,
let me give you gift cards and everything.
That's when I asked for the free coffee mugs. They didn't give up. But I think that, and so I have an unfair advantage there a little bit.
True.
I think. So,
I guess.
So
I just even, I don't think about that.
Yeah,
it's just
I know.
So part of you, I don't even think about it.
I know. But it was fun, and it was great. You got a great car, and it's got so much pep. Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you, though, I find myself on I-4. I look down at the speedometer. I'm like, ooh, wow.
Better be careful.
Yeah.
I said to my daughter, I said, you know, Aunt Jessica has this car. I said, now it's got so much pep, and I, because my daughter loves your car.
And let me tell you, driving it, and it's a Mazda. If anybody drives Mazdas out there, They drive so nice.
Yeah, yeah. And with great pickup, because you got to watch you don't collect tickets, because you'll be in trouble.
That's just what I need.
I know. You don't need that at all. So what did we do last week? I'm trying to think. We always update everyone on our adventures.
Well, Thanksgiving was
Thursday. Friday. You didn't go Black Friday shopping. I did the whole Black Friday shopping thing. I was in American Signature Furniture by 6 o'clock. They opened.
Oh.
I was the second one in line with my girls.
You are a diehard.
Went in, got my daughter wanted, you know, the little makeup vanity with the mirror and the bench. She's always wanted one of those. And there's really no room in her room for it. I'm going to have to, like, remove furniture to put it. But, okay. That's what she said. So we went in there, we got that. And then we were out of there. I mean, we had picked it up. We were past the cargo and everything. By 6:15, we were gone.
Wow.
And we were at the mall.
That's amazing.
And then from that point, it was just not good, you know. No, from that point, okay. Now, see, and this is just such a mom thing. And this is how I feel. When I go into a store and they say everything in an entire store 40% off, what does that mean to you?
That means everything is 40% off.
Okay, thank you. So both girls were American Eagle, and I'm going to say the name because that's a fact. I don't care if they're getting mad at me. So they buy armfuls of stuff, right? So we go, I'm not armfuls, but they buy some stuff, okay? And so we go to pay. And they have that, like, underwear special, 7 for $25.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up there, and then they ring them up, and then they said, oh, the underwear's not included. Now, you know, I'm always standing right. I'm like, well, why not? And they said, oh, well, everything's 40% off with the underwear. I said, well, where does it say that? Because the sign behind you says 40% off the entire store. And they said, oh, no, not the underwear. I said, yeah, but where is it? Well, it doesn't say that. And my girls at that point are like, Mom, stop it. You're embarrassing us. You know how it's like, right? And I'm like, but it doesn't. But look, and like my daughter's like, Mom, please don't do this. Don't. I'm like,
I can imagine how embarrassed they were.
So, you know, in the spirit of the holiday,
tackled them and said 40% off.
No, I kept my mouth shut, and they rang them both up, and we start walking out, and we walk by this 4-foot tall sign. It says entire store 40% off, and I started to feel the blood pressure go up. And then I got to the second sign, and it went a little higher. When I got to the third sign, I just lost it. And there was a store manager off to the right, and I said, excuse me, sir, tell me, what does that sign that mean? Everything in the store? He says, yes, ma'am, everything in the store is 40% off. I said, oh, then we have a problem. At which point, my older daughter bolted, right? and my younger daughter's like, Mom. And so anyway, so yes, so they refunded me and gave me 40% off both their purchases of underwear. I don't know. It's not the money. It's the principle.
It should have said 40% off. Except...
Bingo,
right.
And it didn't. And then he said to me, oh, well, except that because that's airy. I said, well, is it in the store? He said, yeah. I said, well, where does it say that it's not on there? Well, in the small print. I said, okay, let me see. Look,
microscopic print.
I'm looking. I said, can you show me where it is on this sign? Well, it's not on that sign. I said, can you show me where it is on this sign? Well, it's not. Can you show me where... Man, would you like the money? Yes, I would. It's just the principle. I'm sorry. You know,
I agree with you.
He calls me for a reading,
uh-huh.
Okay, and I say, oh, by the way, no, that reading costs 3 times as much. It says so in the small print. Wouldn't you be upset?
That would upset me. See,
yes.
I don't like that small print deal.
Wait, what is that? That's not customer service. That's not a way to do business.
No, I agree.
Not at all.
And you got some good deals.
I
feel really... you know, I've always gone on Black Friday, and this is the first one.
You and I go with our kids, and a lot of times without the kids because we're buying for them.
Well,
but
my daughter was excited about going this year, and I just there was no way I could get to work
and make it to the sales.
Yeah,
well, that's okay. You know what? It was this one year you didn't go. Next year we'll just have to hit twice as many stores.
Yeah, but I'll probably still have to work.
No, yeah, but next year you'll have a year under your belt, and you can tell him,
yeah,
I ain't coming in.
Right.
I mean, forget it, because you know him, and he...
And he would totally be fine with
he
that.
Would totally be
well,
fine.
Well, he let me come in late. Anyway.
I know, which was great. And he was even sorry having to ask you to come in. He said, do you mind? I remember him
asking. He did.
So next year you'll have the courage to say, yeah, I do. Forget it. You know, I'm not
and
coming in.
And I would,
in.
Because
yeah.
I missed out on the big deals. I'm
I know.
Sad.
With you figure I got most of their shopping done for Christmas
now.
I'm almost done, which was great. But that's okay. You know what? There's next year.
Well, and Crazy Me went to the outlet mall this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy,
if anybody out there is familiar with that outlet mall, on International Drive.
Oh, my gosh.
I think everybody in the entire state of Florida was at the outlet mall this weekend.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think it can get pretty crazy. I mean, it's just so crazy.
It was beyond crazy.
And we're going to take a call here in a second because I know we've got a lot of people on the line. I want to make another announcement. Jessica has finally, finished her theoretical on her hypnotist certification.
Yeah.
And next week she starts on her practical, in which she'll be coming in and she'll be viewing how the hypnotism in live with clients. And so that's really kind
of neat. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
She's going to be doing that as well as her other job because she gets off so early and she can take clients in the evening.
Yeah.
So it'll be really, really good. And everybody congratulate her. Yay!
Thanks.
Yay! It's very, very good. Okay. So are you excited?
I'm very excited. It's been a long road because I just haven't had the time to devote to it.
I know.
And I finally do, so
yes,
it's about time.
Yay. It's great, and it's going to be a great experience for you. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take the first call. Our normal I'd stop and play a song, but we kind of chatted more.
Well,
but,
we did. And
if we were Regis and Kathy, what is her name?
Kathy Lee. No.
No, is she dead? No, she's not.
Kathy Lee's not dead.
No, she's drinking the wine on the morning show now. That's right.
She drinks wine on the morning show?
Oh, don't you know that her and
Kuda
Duda, what is her name? Kobe? Well, I don't know. I don't watch morning TV. I don't. You know.
And I don't either.
What is her name? Kuda, Kata, Koba. I don't know. Koda? Kodiak?
Okay.
I don't know. All I know is
Kodiak
they sit there and they down the wine because, you know.
In the morning?
Yeah, like
maybe it's filmed not in the morning.
No, it's in the morning. It's all the rage, yeah. Apparently they have brought back the business to the wine industry, I think. I don't know. But it's Kelly Ripa and Regis. And yeah, anyway, I don't know why I even went in that direction. What is wrong with me?
Apparently,
you know
you're thinking about wine.
I know, well,
again, which we get back to that every week.
Why is that? You know? And no, I was talking about running late because we always, so many minutes in the beginning of the show
that's
to
true.
Kind of chat a bit. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. And I believe her name is Lisa. Hi, Lisa. You're live on with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, Dr. Jenny, thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Lisa?
Arizona, and her name is Hoda.
Hoda, thank you.
Okay.
It must be really hard listening to us when we can't get those names right. We must sound pretty silly.
Yeah, actually, it's the first time ever in my life, I think, that I got something right and I could call in and be chosen and tell the world that I got the answer.
Yay!
Congratulations. I don't watch daytime TV either, but yeah, Hoda.
Yeah, Hoda, that's it. You're right. That's absolutely it. And they do drink wine, don't they?
I think they're known for that, or they make jokes about drinking wine.
Okay. That's a great show in the morning. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't know how you could drink wine in the morning.
I don't know how you could either, but apparently they do it quite successfully. Well, Lisa, how can I help you today? Didn't we speak with you last week?
No, I don't. Was it last week? I don't think it was
last week.
Okay, very good. I don't know why I thought it was last week. I just remembered Arizona, and your voice I remember.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
You're welcome.
I was going to ask you, if I may, about there's someone in my life that helps me and my family, and I know that he has expressed an interest to do some personal activities, getting involved in different activities and going on a trip in March, and I was wondering if you saw, until I can bring in more income, and I'm working very feverishly to do that. Do you see his financial assistance continuing until then, until I bring the job in?
I do. Actually, I do. Because the one thing that I do know is that he's aware that you're trying very, very hard to increase the finances coming in. He's aware of this. And he doesn't... It's not like there's any blame attributed. Do you know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes when people help you out when you're in trouble, they'll put a lot of blame? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sensing that there's any blame being attributed to this, and he understands. And so whatever the situation was that found you in this, that's not the issue anymore. Now it's just he's going to continue to help you as long as he can till you get out of this. And I do see that he's going to continue to help you through March.
Okay. He sometimes, we're supposed to be like sweethearts. We're supposed to be sweethearts. But in the past, he's kind of strayed. And I wonder if you see that happening.
Do I see him straying?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I do not. I know you obviously are having some concerns with that, but I don't see it.
Okay. Okay, so things should be pretty even keeled then.
I see things are going to go pretty well, actually. I see a move taking place. That I definitely see.
And that's just for me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. How did you know that?
Well, because I'm really trying to work on manifesting and physical action on bringing in the income, and I don't want to be in this situation anymore. I want to be able to take care of everything and just and then see where the relationship goes.
Okay, very good. Well, you know that the one thing that's most important is for you to have a strong spiritual center. And I know that you do. And I know that you very much believe in the things taught in The Secret. Have you? I believe you've read The Alchemist. Have you not?
I don't think I've read The Alchemist.
Highly recommend it for anyone listening to the show today. The Secret and The Alchemist, two wonderful books for helping you to understand how and why we manifest and how successful it can be and how it can truly change your lives. So yes, I highly recommend that. And I'm going to tell you something else. I still see education for you. I don't know why. You're going to be enrolling in some kind of class, okay? I see this, and I think I saw it the last time we spoke. I still see this. So be prepared for that, Lisa, because I think it's coming your way. The relationship is going to be fine. It's actually going to get better, believe it or not. You know, the whole absence makes the heart grow fonder. But for some reason, this is going to make your relationship stronger. I don't see the straying this time with him. It's almost as if he's going to be too busy.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So in March, is that when you see me relocating?
March is what I'm coming up with, yes.
Okay. Sounds great.
When I say March, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to give me a 30-day on that, because it could be April as well, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to say March or April, because I'm kind of getting a swagger here a little bit, and so I'm going to say March or April, all right?
It's probably a job offer, I betcha.
I can almost guarantee you that it's going to be because of a job. That's a yes.
Oh, yay.
Okay, that's a yes to the positive with vibration, so that means not just yes, but absolutely positively yes. Okay?
I thank
All
you
right.
both so
you're,
much.
You're so Being welcome. Here. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
You know, I always do, and this one was nice. I rode my bike, I made my turkey, I had a little tale on the turkey, you know, a little story, and, you know, so, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
I improved my cranberry recipe every year.
Oh,
I work
well,
on
then
that.
Then it had to be successful. Lisa, thank you so much for calling in, sweetie. You have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow and the rest of the week, and a good weekend coming up, okay?
Thank you to you both.
Oh, thank you. God bless now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, great. She was sweet, huh?
She was sweet.
Yeah. Like I always say, I love it when people are happy
and
nice.
I give people credit that actually make cranberry stuff.
I give them credit, too. Because
we take that cranberry jelly stuff out of the can and dump it on a plate.
Well, we almost took it. Remember we had trouble getting out of the can?
Well, yeah, we almost dropped it on the floor.
Yeah, I know. Would we have done the 10-second rule?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller, and her name is Beth. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Where are you calling from tonight?
Oregon.
Oregon. Wow. I have only been to Oregon once. I've been to almost all the states in the United States. I was only there once, and the place that I was at had the name Beaver something in it. I don't know if that's...
Beaverton?
I believe that was it.
Oh, that's where I'm at.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yes,
isn't that odd?
Yes.
Isn't that so funny? Fantastic. Well, how can I help you tonight, Beth?
Well, I'm hoping that you can shed some insight into what's going on in my love life, because I can't figure it out.
Okay. let's take a look at this. Okay, first of all, I'm going to ask you this question. Is your name Beth, B-E-T-H-Y? Is it Beth?
No, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
but
okay,
Beth
very
short.
Good.
Yeah.
Beth
for
short.
For sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I actually do need to know that because it helps me connect better, okay? Now, you want to know what's going on with your love life. First of all, you've got a – oh, this is a little confusing. Okay. Where did the marriage come in?
Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not – I don't know anyone that's getting married anytime soon.
Well, what I'm looking at is that there was a marriage, and then the marriage came apart. So is this – was this you – or was this somebody that you're dating?
That could have been someone that I recently left that I've known for like 20 years.
Okay.
And we weren't married, but he cheated on me with someone else, and I came back to help after she left him. And
okay. So it was as if he was in a marriage, and that ended. And then you came in to kind of be the friend and support network?
Yeah, and then he ended up being abusive, and I left, and then I ended up meeting my soulmate in the process.
Okay, very, very good. So my question is this. Did you finally see him for what he's all about?
Yes.
Okay. And you've put that to bed completely, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you still feel guilty? I'm seeing... not so much guilt as it is you're angry at yourself. Was it because you didn't see it sooner and you thought there were signs
yes.
and you realized it afterwards? Yeah. Okay.
Because yes,
I see that.
I picked up on it. Yeah.
I
picked up on it 10 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, here's the thing, okay? You were always looking at his positives and you really didn't think he was capable of these things. Agreed?
True.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So that's why you didn't realize what he was doing or really even, you know, that he was capable of it. So that's why your mind was never open to it. So you can't really blame yourself. You know, there really weren't that many signs, believe it or not. I mean, afterwards, it's always easy, you know, to play Monday morning quarterback, but there were not that many signs, okay?
Right.
So
right.
Let's go ahead now and talk about your soulmate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm getting with the soulmate, and you're probably going to say I'm crazy, but I'm going to throw this out there. The soulmate that you met made you instantly de-stress. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Instantly. The other thing that I'm going to tell you is when you met this soulmate, how long have you been dating?
We're not dating, but we became really good friends, and we talk almost every night, and he's playing like a cat and mouse game. When we get real close, he pulls back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the pause that I'm seeing, because I'm seeing like a retreat, and that's why
yeah.
I was going to say you're not going to believe this, because I see this happening. I see he helps you to be calmer, healthier, have a healthier mental attitude. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. But I also see this pause that he does constantly. It's like a yo-yo.
Yes.
Here's the other thing I want to talk to you about. You've been sent a sign that he was the one. Do you want to share with us
yes.
what that was?
There were lots of them.
Okay. Why?
There were lots
I don't.
Of them.
Are you crying? Don't cry.
Yeah.
Don't
you're
cry.
Right
I'm a nice person. It's okay.
I know. You're completely right on. There were so many signs. My friend told me to come and move back here, that there was someone for me, and I didn't believe her. And the angel told me, and I didn't believe it. And by the time I got here, he was already seeing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to get together, and he's just afraid. And I keep telling him this is like, I've seen it. He knows it. He feels it too. And I just don't know why, if I didn't listen, I should have come back sooner.
Yeah, but you know
I
what?
Think it's too late. Is it too late?
No, I don't think it's too late. For true love, it's never too late. Because what I see is that you have actually found it with this guy. Okay, unfold. Let it unfold the way it's got to unfold, okay? Let it happen in God's time. Just keep yourself in the game, so to speak, okay?
Oh my gosh.
Keep yourself in the game. It's going to be okay. Forgive yourself. This is the other thing. Boy, you love to carry the guilt. You carry a lot of guilt on your shoulders. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, but I've learned that I can't do that. I need to let it go, and I've learned a lot of things.
Good.
I learned, you know, it was a healing thing that brought me something else, a gift that I've been waiting for, you know, kind of thing. And
You have to release all guilt. Stop worrying about, you have to just follow your heart. There's no right or wrong when you're following your heart. Okay.
I know, I've told him that too. Yeah.
It's true. So, you know, no one's going to judge you in what you've done or what you're doing because you're following your heart. And the one thing I can connect with you 100% is that you have some really good values, okay? So I'm not concerned that you're going to stray too far in any one direction to cause yourself a problem. I'm not concerned at all. I just need you to be brave and to keep your faith strong the way you have and to know that this relationship is going to come about because you have found what you're looking for. With him, you will have found that serenity that you're looking for. And I think you know that already.
That's exactly true. And he's seeing someone that's very materialistic and just using him, and I wish he could see that, but it's like the reverse of what the situation I was in.
And sometimes it takes a while. So give it some time, like I said. Keep yourself in the game, okay? Even at the level that you're at right now, that's fine. Keep yourself in the game because eventually you're going to take back control of that situation, I see. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, really you are, Beth. So don't worry about it. It will come full circle. You will have that chance again with him. It's not going to happen today or tomorrow, but it's going to come back around. And when it does, you'll be the one, okay?
Oh, God. Okay. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, okay? Now go
thank
get
you.
Yourself a tissue and a big glass of water and sit and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful night. God bless. Bye-bye now. That's sweet. You know, so often we worry about timing and whether or not we're going to, if we've blown it. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody else about that today, and this is important for me to say for everybody who's listening. You know, a reading, what I do, the messages that I give, you're not meant to fit your life into the reading. Let the reading stand alone. I consider a reading kind of like complementary alternative medicine. It's like a CAM. That's what they call it in the industry. It is supposed to be as an adjunct, something that helps you, but not something that drives your life. Because if it is going to happen, it's going to happen no matter how it happens. It's going
right.
to happen. If I say you're going to meet a certain guy and this is going to happen, and you think, well, if I meet, you know, this other guy and he doesn't look like anything like what you described to me, so I'm going to say, no, that's a mistake. Because that guy, his best friend may be the one that you end up marrying. And that might be the guy. So you don't want to do that. So you don't want to always try to fit your life into the reading. Just know, take it as what it is, as a whole, which means, yes, these things are going to happen. You're going to have certain wonderful things happen. And in Beth's case, this man will come back around and they will have the time they're supposed to have. But she's got to let it unfold. And you can't force the time. You can never force God's timing. It's God's timing.
Right.
She just needs to keep herself in the game. So that was very interesting. All right, we're going to come back and take a bunch more calls because we've got a lot of people on the lines. We'll be back in just two.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars and water. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
It just seemed like every time I left the office after doing hypnosis and I was heading back to the house, that song would come on. And
it's
it was just like
really
my peaceful, you know, I just love it. There's a radio host that her name is Delilah, and she does this evening show. And it must be, I don't know where
she's at. At a local station?
I have no idea. I doubt it because, you know, it's probably like 105 or 104, so I guess that is local. More
that's
Orlando
local.
Something. But I think she's across the nation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's an evening show, and I think it gets piped across. But it's really good. I really like her show a lot. Okay, now, I'll tell you what. I think I gotta laugh a little bit. There's someone in the chat room called Psychic Christine, and she said that you may get a singing contract. God bless you. We all know that's never going to happen. I have lots of attributes. Unfortunately, singing them is not one of them, and that's the truth. Okay, so I guess Delilah there in Houston, is she on Sunny 99.1? Yeah, she says she likes her too. And her name's Delilah, if anyone gets a chance.
Well, she probably is one of those that goes through all the...
Very calming voice, very calming voice, so it's really nice. Okay, folks, you know what? We're going to go ahead and take another caller because we have just so many on the line tonight. Hi, Wendy, you are live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
Hi, Dr. Ginny. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Welcome. Where are you calling from tonight?
Canada.
Canada. Oh, can I say A?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So tell me, I know that in Canada you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, correct?
No, we do celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's in October.
And what do you call it? Is it
We call it Thanksgiving.
Oh, you do?
What do you call Thanksgiving?
You know, Wendy, I'm going to share something
turkey,
with you.
Turkey, the whole bit, yeah.
You do the
we
whole thing,
it.
Right?
The whole thing.
I like that other but I'm kind of confused why you celebrate it in Canada.
Yeah, because it's an American holiday.
Are you?
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it is a holiday, a national holiday.
Huh. Well, that's amazing. Fantastic. Well, good. So how can I help you?
Dr. Ginny, I'd like some insight, please, on my relationship with Russell and what you can tell me.
Okay.
It's coming up for us.
Okay.
And what he may be going through right now. He hasn't contacted me in a little bit.
Okay. Well, he's pulled away from you. And
he has, right?
Yeah. I think you know. I think you know that you felt it, but you were afraid to kind of go there. I'm going to ask you a silly question. Russell, I want to be careful how I say this. Did you go to church with Russell?
No.
Is he spiritual?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what I want to be careful how I say this. I feel that Russell has probably, I see another female, okay? Not one that he's involved with in an intimate relationship at all, but one that has been growing as a confidant to him. Does this make sense?
I don't know. I don't know.
She's just
unless
a friend.
It's his daughter that just came into his life. He hadn't seen since she was 3 years old.
Wow.
And he has major health issues happening right now. So mm-hmm. What I was hoping is any insight you can give to me as to how he feels about him and I and where we're headed.
Right now, I'm going to tell you that he's very... Okay, you two both kind of had a plan already in place for the two of you, correct?
A plan for him to visit, which he did, and then a plan for him to visit again.
Mm-hmm. The problem is this. Whoever that female is, and I said it's not an intimate one, but is a confidant for him, is taking up a lot of his, let me rephrase it this way, what I sense is that she has a lot of control over his thought process these days, okay? He's a little concerned that his health issues could be a drain on you in some way, shape, or form. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that bothers him, and that's kind of playing a head game with him right now.
Make okay.
Sense? You know
yeah.
this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're both on the same page here. So what I'm going to tell you is that you just need to give him, give it another 7 to 10 days, which is not a very long time, and you're going to see a subtle change towards back to the, because you felt closer to him, and then he started pulling away, and it kind of freaked you out a little bit, right? 7 to 10
yes.
days from now, the closeness is going to come back, okay? Just keep this one thing. Now, why does the number 9 play an important role in this relationship? Tell me what 9 means to you. When did you meet him?
9, 9, 9, 9. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Not sure
when did you
means.
Meet him?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I have allergies. 2004.
Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, and is there anything
dated,
special about?
And then somehow we kind of fell apart, and we stopped. Well, I moved, and we kept in touch, and I'd visit him, and then somehow we lost touch, and then now he's re-entered my life within the last 3 months.
3 months ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So would that have been September?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Number nine. Month of September. There we go. Okay, I knew it was strong there. That's the angel's way of showing me that this was an important thing, and to point it out to you. It was important that you reconnected again. You also know that he has some. You know, sometimes he's high and sometimes he has his lows, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. He told a close friend of mine that he has 7 months to live.
Okay.
They found cancer in his abdomen and he has a brain tumor.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's why he's distancing himself with me. I haven't heard from him in over a week. And I just don't know where this is going. I don't know how he feels. I thought he felt safe with me, and we were starting over, and I'm just a little confused.
Well, but that's why I was saying that his health issues are playing havoc with his mind, because he feels it's so difficult for him to think of putting... He cares for you so much, he can't imagine putting you through this. And
he does?
Of course, and I think you know that. And I think that part of his way of showing you how much he cares is to maybe not make you feel what he's about to go through, some of the difficult things. He wants to try and protect you from it, and this is why he's pulled away. And so these are things that are kind of important. And I would say that you have to abide by what he wants, but it doesn't mean that you can't contact him again as well and just let him know you're there for him, okay?
Okay.
But keep in mind, he thinks he's protecting you by not exposing you to this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to give you a rundown of his health, but I'm going to tell you something that may shock you. You tell me what you've just told me, yet I'm not sensing it. And I'm very, very good at sensing it. I'm not sensing
yes,
it.
Yes, I've been praying for miracles, and I've been trying to keep the faith that miracles do happen. And there's been such an outreach of persons who, you know, people I talk on the internet or just in person or in the mental health field who are sending him love and healing.
Beautiful, beautiful. And his name is Russell, correct?
His name is Russell, yes.
Okay. We will make sure that we keep him in our prayers as well. But all I can tell you is... generally, I can sense certain things, and I'm not sensing it. I'm not sensing that for him. So I think that could be a very, very positive thing. Please keep in touch with
us. So what you mean is you're not sensing it being terminal?
Correct. I'm not sensing
okay.
that. Okay. Again,
okay.
I cannot give out medical advice, and I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm just saying I'm not sensing that. Okay. And I think that's a very, very good sign.
So he still cares about me and...
Absolutely. He's only pulled away because he does care about you. I'm sorry?
Does he wish to visit me? We live...
He wants to make sure that... He wants to visit you, but he wants to be healthy enough. He doesn't want any health issues coming up when he comes to see you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Has this been helpful?
Yes, I believe it has been helpful.
Okay, very good. That's the most important thing, okay? That is the most important thing. We will pray for Russell, and I'll ask everybody that's listening tonight to please say a prayer for Russell, that he has a total and complete recovery and that he can be healed, so that you have an opportunity for you to have a second chance, okay?
Okay, well, thank you. Do you see that, Dr. Jenny?
What I see is a lot of happiness in your future. I see a lot of happiness in your future. And what I see is, I know this might sound strange, but you'll get it. I see a lot of laughter, and I feel like that's something you shared with him. Yeah, I see a lot of laughter. And that's the key. I see a lot of laughter coming up in the very near future. So I have a very positive view of what's going to happen there.
That's very touching and what I needed to hear tonight.
Perfect.
I really did.
Perfect.
Need to
Wendy,
hear that.
We will keep him in our prayers, okay? And you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Many blessings to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Wendy from Canada, and we should all keep Russell in our prayers. And it is amazing that, you know, sometimes people try to protect us from feeling their pain, but actually sometimes it hurts us.
Well, yeah, because he's pushing her away
right. When
she wants to be there for him.
Exactly. So that sometimes makes it kind of hard. But I know she's going to have a bright future. I know things are going to go really well. And I think she just needs to take a deep breath, say lots of prayer. We're all going to continue to pray for her and Russell, Wendy and Russell, and things will come about. We're going to take a short break because, as the song says, here comes the sun, and it will come out for Wendy soon, too.
It's all right. It's all in. It's all right.
Here Comes the Sun.
I like the Beatles. I want the best of the Beatles for Christmas.
Okay, wait. Everybody,
there's,
remember that. Because I haven't gotten your Christmas gift yet. So.
Well, I have a new snazzy car that has a night. Well, it's not new, but I have a snazzy car that
it's,
has.
It's a brand new. I mean, it's what, a couple of months
2010.
Old. 2010. Yeah,
it's going to be 2012.
Well, yeah, but it's not yet.
It's
not
2 months
yet.
Away.
It's as new as new could be. You look, somebody else paid the 20% to drive it off the lot. Okay,
that's
just, look at it that way. Okay, so you want the best of the Beatles, huh?
Best of the Beatles.
But do they have more than one of the best of the Beatles?
Yes. Well, no, it's like a collection.
Okay.
And it's probably really expensive.
Got it.
Just letting you know that ahead of time.
Got it.
Well, you can save your pennies.
Okay, well, you know, I can
order it.
Or
my children, hopefully. No, actually, what I really want is a Nook. And I'm telling I keep telling my kids, every time they advertise them on TV, I'm like, look, it's a Nook.
I called your daughter and told her where to go to get the Nook.
Did you?
Yes, I called her the day of Thanksgiving, I told her.
She doesn't
her.
Have any
I
money.
Her,
yeah, that's probably what she said to
she's
you.
She's calling Greg. No. I told her to call Greg. I told her that's what you want.
And they should all split it up.
Yeah, they should. I think
except only one of them is employed.
I know. Well, you know, you'll get something called the cook. It'll be written directions on how to make them dinner. It'll be close to a Nook, but not quite. Isn't that terrible? Okay. We've got a couple of questions here in the chat room, and I want to try and get to them real quick. One of them is from Pinks, P-I-N-K-S. She says, Dr. Jenny, my husband, Michael, invested in some property off the Atlantic coast called Sapelo Bluff in 2007. We've lost over $300,000. Ouch. Michael believes that the three of the original investors snookered him and two others into joining. Do I sense any fraud? Okay, Pink, you know, I'm going to say fraud, true fraud, no. Did they realize the investment was going sour? Yeah. You know, that was right at the turn of the market and the economy, and I think that the money that was put in was probably used to help cover costs that were coming in because there were a lot of them. I think a lot of people lost a tremendous amount of money during the real estate crisis. I mean, everybody. And
it wasn't due to fraud. It was just the market.
It was just the market, you know. I mean, literally, you could almost mark the day that it turned. And I'll never forget it because everybody was holding a little bit. Some people, unfortunately, were holding a lot. And I know people who have lost $80, $90 million. So I know it might seem all relative, but the reality is this. I don't think they purposely frauded him or defrauded him. I think what they were trying to do was to stay alive in hopes that if they stay alive a little longer, why can I not say that? If they had stayed alive a little longer, they would have been able to get themselves out of it. Nobody anticipated that the economy would take the nosedive that it did and it would go quite as far and as deep as it did.
Well,
so.
And a lot of people starting new communities.
Well,
all in the same boat, you know.
I have a lot of clients that are architects and land developers and in real estate and building communities and you know, they're no longer in the business.
Right.
They're in the business, they're in it from a different angle
right
now. And you know, what happened after the flood? There were a lot of boat builders, right? Yeah, right. A lot of boat builders made a lot of money. I'm making a joke here. Okay? Obviously, when you have to tell somebody you're making a joke, it's just not funny. But the point I'm trying to make.
I'm just a little slow on the uptake.
Go
tonight.
With the analogy. You know, I guess what I'm saying is when certain businesses are no longer thriving, we have to find other ways to be successful. And so.
Build Noah's Ark?
No. I don't think that.
Gather animals making, 2x2?
I'm not making light of Pink, but what I'm going to say is I realize that was a tremendous amount of money, but I'm also going to tell her that it wasn't the last dime that she had because I just sensed that, and I also sense it was a big hit. I get it, and you and your husband feel totally taken advantage of, but I will tell you this, and I can promise you this. You especially, Pink, have built up some wonderful karma for yourself, and things are going to turn around for the positive. give it some more time. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, so don't you worry about that, okay? Things will turn around for the positive. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take another caller because we have so many on the line, and I just want to go ahead and take the next one in the queue. And hello, your name is Melvin, is that correct?
Hi, yes, ma'am, it's Melvin.
Hi, Melvin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Have we spoken before, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am, we have.
Okay, great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, great, all right. And for whatever reason, and I don't know why, but I think that the place that you were talking about is Georgia, somewhere off Georgia. I don't know why, but I just get a sense of that. It's always odd the way those things connect. All right, Melvin, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Not too good. It was okay, but not too good. I had to work at the hospital, and I didn't get to be around my family at all.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but you know you were in their thoughts, right?
Oh yeah, they really bashed me about it. So, so I hope to be around. Have a good Christmas.
I'm going to tell you something, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're truly blessed because you had people that actually missed you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when we can't be there, it just can fill our hearts with such joy to know that the people that are gathered together are really missing the fact that we're not there. That carries you a long way. That'll carry you right through to Christmas, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. How can I help you tonight? Relationship question?
Yes, ma'am. I think I spoke with you about it, about this friend of mine that we had stopped talking about back in June, July. And just 2 days ago, we reconnect. She came over to my house, and we ate, and I helped her out with an application, and I'm trying to get her a job where I work at. And she did laundry here. And I told her off the top that, you know, I really do like you very much, and I want to be in a relationship with you. And what can you tell me about, you know, her and how she feels, you know, is this going to happen?
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you about her is that, you know, this is like the second go-around with her a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to say practice does make perfect with this girl. She was somewhat receptive when you talked to her about it, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
And I think that she's in a different place now than she was, you know, back the last time around. And she's got a clearer head. Now, just out of curiosity, because I literally read for thousands of people, what did I tell you would happen with this girl?
Oh, my Lord. I think, though, you said she may come around.
I would think that my readings are so fantastic, Melvin, that you'd remember what. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, Melvin. I'm just teasing with you.
Oh, okay.
I do think that I would have been surprised if I didn't say that she'd come back around. I kind of already could tell you that this relationship is going to be rewarding for you, and I do see that there was some learning time she had to make. In other words, she had to grow up a little bit. She was also going through something else on a personal level, and I guess you may be, I don't know if you were privy to that or not, but she was going through something on her... You were?
No, I remember now, I think.
Okay.
You said. Yeah.
Okay, what did I say?
That she was doing something that she shouldn't have been doing. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, it does all come back. I will. I will tell you that this time I do see success with this relationship, but you have to be, let's just put it this way, you have to be the one in charge initially, okay? You kind of have to lay it out on how you would like the relationship to go. And I don't mean bossy and I don't mean controlling. I just mean you have to kind of let her know how you want this to go. Because in doing that, you'll let her know what your expectations are of her, and that will help guide her into what you're looking for. I actually see that I'm not going to promise you that it's this relationship, but I'm going to tell you within the next 4 months, I'm gonna tell you, I see a love blooming in your life.
Who?
And that's not a very love. I see love blooming in your life, and that's an awesome thing. And that's in 4 months. So I can't tell you it's gonna be her, but I do see a love relationship blooming within the next 4 months for you.
Oh Lord, okay.
Does that scare
you,
Melvin?
Ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell me, like, how does she feel about me? I mean, does she want to be in a relationship with me? Because she have told me she don't.
She's
when
scared.
When I tell her that I love her, it's like she's watching a horror movie.
Yeah. She's scared, and I think you know that. And she's scared for lots of different reasons. You're not the kind of guy she normally goes with. You know this?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. She likes
she goes to the bad boy.
Yeah, exactly. God,
exactly. And because of that, she's afraid you may not hold her interest. But I can tell you that you could and would hold her interest. And you need to just let her know what your ground rules are, so that she knows you have ground rules. And I think I do see you in a love relationship within the next 4 months. Okay, Melvin? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope this has been helpful.
Do you see us together on Christmas?
On Christmas, I'd like to say yes, but the answer is no. I do not see you together on Christmas. I mean, it doesn't mean you won't see her, but I don't see you as if you're spending it all both together on Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. All right. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and keep us updated, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Melvin. Good night now.
Okay. All right. Good night. Have a blessed night. Thanks.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye now. What a nice man, huh?
He is nice.
Well, he's got a good soul, too. You can just feel it. Like, he's just a very, very good person.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what the problem is? Some women just like bad boys. And by the time they grow up and mature and realize bad boys are not good for them, then it becomes, a quick battle to quick find the right guy and the sweet guy, and usually they're gone by then.
And that's the truth.
That's the truth. So it's time. She needs, but she's waking up and smelling the coffee, and that's what's important. Hey, listen, we'll be back in just 2 minutes. by Train, another great, great song. Was it really, you know, no one can hear you because I have been unable to unmute you. Hold on a second.
Sure, I'm just talking to myself.
Okay, now, say it again, please. You thought it was, what did you think it was?
Falling All You Angels, which makes absolutely no sense.
It's also very scary.
Picture all these angels
like,
raining.
Well, thank goodness that's not it. I like Train. I still like their music, and I know I played a couple of songs by them tonight, but I just kind of like it. So, hey, why not, right?
And you're in control.
And I'm in control. And
because you'd be listening to different music if I was in control.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not that anybody
exactly.
would like it, but.
Well, you know, yeah, I get it.
Rock and roll.
I know. I try to play. I have a very eclectic taste in music, and like
everyone.
You made
the definition of eclectic because it's so funny. Last night, my daughter was doing psychology homework, and the word eclectic came up, and she goes, "What does eclectic mean?" And I said, "Gosh, I don't really know how to. It's particular, isn't it?"
Well, the word eclectic or the definition means something like a person who derives ideas or style or a taste from a broad and diverse range of
sources. Okay. See, I thought it was more particular. So it's from a
broad and diverse
range.
So in other words, if somebody says, well, I kind of have an eclectic taste in decorating.
So it's
which
very
you
broad
hear.
Taste.
Yeah, so that means they might, you know, like, you know, I kind of like a little bit West Indies with a little bit of colonial mixed in with a little bit of,
okay, well,
I
see,
know,
I was completely
Indiana
wrong.
Jones. I don't know. But I have varied tastes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to just do a shout out to that lady in Jersey who's in the chat room because I see she's here. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're listening. Thank you. All righty. So you know what we should do now, Jessica? You know what we should do, right?
I don't know. Mail.
We can do.
I don't
mail.
Know. Rock paper scissors.
You know, we could do, and that's usually about the time we do it. The one thing I want to talk about is that, you know, during the holidays, a lot of people, you know, are dealing with sadness or depression during the holidays. And it could kind of clash with your celebration, you know, let's face it. So I think that sometimes it can be difficult to deal with emotional pain, whether it's because of, a divorce or finances or maybe your job during the holidays. And so what I would like to say is that sometimes our traditions change. And you know what? Because of a loss, maybe your traditions have to change. And that's hard because we all miss our favorite things. But what I want to tell you is, you know, if you're dealing with maybe a relationship that's no longer there or a spouse that's no longer there or devastating financial setbacks, try to anticipate how the changes are going to affect your tradition. And it's kind of important to be open to new traditions, too. So maybe you could take some of the best of the old traditions that will work with your current situation and maybe borrow some from new people in your life, some of their traditions, and create some new ones. Really, remember what the holiday is all about. It's symbolizing a time when people come together. And so if you've had wonderful times, you should just hope for some good, wonderful times, having all your family together that can be there. Even if you haven't had that, you can still hope for it. And hope is everything. I think that, you know, when we lose hope and we lose our faith, we lose everything. So you're entitled to joy, and you should never lose your hope. And keep in mind, too, that people often think, oh, well, I have to be happy all the time, even though they've gone through something devastating. Well, the truth is that's an unrealistic expectation and one that you can't live up to, right?
Right.
I mean, no one can be happy all the time. Life is a lot more, you know, complex than that. So you can welcome in a full range of emotions during the holidays and realize that it's okay to allow yourself to have those down times, but put a time limit on them, okay? And say, okay, I'm gonna allow myself to sit here and just kind of be miserable and be sad and maybe even feel sorry for myself for about the next hour. But when that hour's up, I'm going to go out and I'm going to start pushing ahead. The holiday may be different. Things may be a different way. And you can't push out all the sadness. So you have to set some time aside to feel the sadness and facing it and letting yourself sometimes cry it out for an hour or so. is important, because you have to experience it to get the sadness to move on and to pass beyond it. But then after that, you need to call a friend and go meet for coffee and do something equally as comforting. Yeah. So don't let the holidays, just because maybe you've had some kind of devastation in your life, not be the holidays anymore. They may be different, but they're still the holidays.
Absolutely.
So keep that in mind. I think that's just a really important thing.
Well, I think the holidays can be a depressing time for even people that aren't having devastations. You know, you just have such high expectations.
It's,
because
yeah.
of the media and
the TV, what you see,
and everybody's,
I mean,
so happy, and
right.
you know, you feel like, wow, I should be as happy as all these people, and I'm just not.
Well, you should have the picture perfect home with the picture perfect decorations
right.
and the perfect tree that has ornaments from I don't know, three generations, and the perfect cooked meal that apparently just shows up at the snap of a finger.
Yeah. Not realistic at
right,
all.
Yeah. It's so I think that if people recognize that it's not making the perfect holiday, it's making your perfect holiday.
Right, and for everybody,
right.
their traditions are different.
You know, one year, my husband and I on Thanksgiving had just purchased a new house, and it was in Ohio. And so, you know, I'd only been married... Well, let's see. I've been married a few years. I should have known this. This is embarrassing because I'm not even going to tell you how long we've been married. But when we moved into that particular house, I had just moved to Ohio. And years before, Thanksgiving was always at my mom's house.
I was going to say that. I know that was a tough time for you without your family.
Oh, it was really tough. And what made it worse was that we closed the day before Thanksgiving, which, by the way, for those who want to know, that's the biggest closing day of the year in the real estate
business.
Is
it really?
Yeah, it really is. And because everyone wants to be in for the holidays. That's just the
right.
way it is. So, okay, so we closed on that house. And so I just figured the next morning I'd go and get whatever we needed, and, you know, because we moved. Yeah, we moved the day before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And I found out that Thanksgiving, unlike even Christmas, is the one day that nothing's open. Nothing is. Not even on Wendy's or McDonald's.
No
nothing.
Way.
No, at least not in Ohio. I mean, they roll up the carpets. And so I was like, well, we've got some roast beef, so we'll have sandwiches. And that's what we sat
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and it was kind of funny because it was like, you know, and Tiffany, she was like a year old or something. And I thought, well, okay, you know. So now it's kind of like our joke that we have to have a roast beef sandwich sometime.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because it's kind of like our holiday tradition. But you see, you have to make fun of it, and you have
oh,
to
sure.
embrace it and say, okay, now this is our new tradition that we'll be able to carry with us because neither one of us realized nothing would be open today.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just figured, well, I'd go to the store and buy a bunch of stuff and go home and cook it.
Cook a turkey.
Yeah, obviously that tells you I'd never cooked a turkey before. I have since learned. I've learned the hard way, right? All right, so let's do this. Let's do a quick rock, paper, scissor, because we got to read some emails. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Oh, who's going to – wait a second. Do you want to go to the mailbox or do you want me to go? We can forego the rock, paper, scissors if you want me to go. I'll go.
Wow, why are you being so flexible? You have some evil plan going?
You know, that just hurts my heart that you would say that.
I know you, and you like to win.
Actually, there was something I wanted to ask you.
I'll
tell you
about it
later.
I knew it.
I'll run down to the mailbox and open it. So funny. Okay, here we go. Here's a bunch of emails. Go ahead and pick whichever ones you want to read. Okay, and I'm going to grab the very one on top.
I mean, there's some crazy email that I'm going to be reading in this batch.
No, really. Actually, I don't have an ulterior motive.
Okay.
I just, you know, yeah, being nice.
Being friendly and nice.
That was your Christmas gift. I hope you enjoyed.
Aww. Thanks.
So I've got to go find the best of the Beatles somewhere. Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'll let you read first.
Okay. Dear Jessica and Dr. Jenny, I have two younger children and have been divorced 5 years and have been dating a guy for the last year. He is okay. Wow, that sounds great.
Oh, yeah, huh.
He's not thrilling, but he would make a good provider. I think he would make an excellent father to my children. The question is, even though he does not excite me and can be on the boring side, do you think I should marry him?
I'm so sorry.
He is supposed to ask at Christmas time. This is from Sonia from Oklahoma.
Wow. Okay.
I don't really have to be psychic to answer this question.
I'm gonna let you give a shot at that. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine if you feel this way before you're even married? Picture 10 years from now.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
You're going to want to shoot yourself in the brain. Come on.
Yes. Can you imagine sitting across from this man?
But your children are grown up, and
yes.
Then you're going to go, oh, my goodness, I married this man just to be a father to my children and to support me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
wrong. So what does that sound like? Does that sound like settling, maybe?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I would agree with you. I would say that I would feel that if I were her, that I was settling and that I've given up hope. That I'm going to meet the guy that's going to... You need a guy that knocks you off your feet. You want a guy that you can't wait to see in the morning and you can't wait to see when he comes home from work at night.
You definitely don't want to think he's boring.
Well, I'm going to ask this question. What is her first name? Sonia, did you say?
Sonia.
Okay. It sounds like what you're looking for is a good provider, not a husband.
Right.
Okay. And my suggestion is... providers are easy to find, but a good husband, one that you really want to share your life with, should have more qualities about him. And feeling that he's boring, probably not a good way to start the marriage. Probably not. I think maybe you want to reconsider that one.
Well, it sounds like she knew the answer to her question.
I think she did, too. Sometimes, you know, I know folks ask questions just because they need them to be...
Well, she wants the validation from you
that this is the wrong thing to do.
Okay, he's super boring, and I don't picture myself with him, but should I marry him?
Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. And we have Susie in our chat room saying, I would say do not go down that road, emailer, and I would agree. And KDH said I could have just married a man like that. And been bored to death, and that's true too. There are a lot of we don't want to settle, girls. So if you have to settle, then you're not with the right guy.
Right, absolutely.
You know, settle is not part of the word marriage. Okay.
And I'm sure he doesn't want to be thought of as boring.
I'm sure he wants somebody that
he excites.
That's right. I'm sure there are women out there who would say, "My God, you are so exciting. I am so lucky to not be bored. Exactly. You know. So. No, there's probably a woman that has more of the attributes that he's looking for as well.
Right.
You know, so I think
that's... Well, this way you have more in common. And you know, this woman finds boring, somebody else might find really exciting.
And that's the amazing thing. You know, you could take, like, if the same guy was right for every woman out there, imagine what that would be like. We'd all be, like, beating each other up to get to that one guy, right? That would be crazy. So, you know, I think God knew what he was doing. He kind of tweaked every one of us, have our own little, like, you know, signal that we send out that works for another person out there. And in a lot of cases, for several other people out there. You know, I know a lot of people say, well, do I really only have one true soulmate because he just left? And if that's the case, I'm in a lot of trouble. And the answer is, I believe we have more than one soulmate.
I can only hope.
Well, absolutely we have more than one soulmate. And I also say that we have soulmates that are meant to be in our lives forever, but not necessarily as an intimate partner.
Right,
you know?
And a soulmate, is that necessarily the person you're meant to spend your life with?
Correct. That is correct.
Or is somebody that you've just...
Well, I think a soulmate could be, you know, sometimes you date a guy and you're like great friends, but no matter what, it's just not going to work as a relationship,
right, you know.
So maybe that's a soulmate that will be a friend soulmate, and you'll always kind of rotate and gravitate around each other for the rest of your lives, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be in a marriage with that person.
Right.
It means that you'll always have a healthy respect and you'll turn to each other in life on many occasions, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to marry him. So I believe there are different kinds of soulmates, you know. I think there are friend soulmates, and I think that there are marriage partner soulmates. And I think that if you have somebody that you get along with and you realize that guy's just not doing it for you, he could be your friend soulmate, and there's nothing wrong with that, yeah? And I know Susie says she really wants a soulmate, so we need to get Susie a guy in the worst possible way, I'm just saying.
Me and Susie, I told you, clubbing in Florida.
Well, when she And Georgia says she wants one too. When Susie is coming to Florida on December 16th and 17th. Oh, I wasn't going to say the dates. Mm-hmm. She's coming on those dates because I said where we're going to be going, so I want to be careful.
Good job.
I know, I just said it, but I don't even know how to spell that word. I just know that we're going to have a good time when she comes, and she will have several men coming into her life, so that's all I can tell you.
Several
men coming into her life. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? All right, let's fold these up and put them into...
You never read yours.
Oh, I never read it? Well, I'm folding it up. I've got to read it. I'm sorry. Here we go. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, hope you had Thanksgiving. Yes, we did. And I went to my family, and it was, as always, difficult. It's more trouble than it's worth, and next year I was thinking of having Thanksgiving at my home with just my immediate family and not go anywhere. Do you think my family will understand, or will they be furious with me? And this is Debbie from Roundhouse. Okay, Debbie, here's the deal. If you're so miserable, this is an awkward question, and I'm going to ask the angels on this one. Okay. This is what I think you should do, because I really had to ask them on this one. This is an awkward one. A lot of times we can pick our friends, but we can't pick our family. So for a lot of folks, getting together with family during the holidays is absolutely just miserable. They fight, they argue. It's like they try to push every button that person can have so that you leave there feeling worse than when you arrived. And when you arrived, you were full of miserable anticipation. So what I can tell you is that it's different for each person. But my suggestion is maybe you take 1 year where you don't go and you do have it with your immediate family. I think you might be surprised to find out, even though you don't have the miserable people around you, that you actually miss them. Because like any holiday tradition, having that angst and that kind of weirdness, that it's part of the holiday. Wondering how you're going to avoid the weird question from the one relative. I've often said this, not talking about the relative who tends to pull his eyebrows out. Everyone has the weird relative. I don't have one that doesn't, but I'm just saying, we have which one of our relatives. No, it's not. We don't have any like that I know of. My family's normal for the most part, but everyone has like an odd thing or that's part of your tradition. And it's funny because when you get back to your own home and whoever you share that information with, you generally just sit back and you enjoy talking about it, how it was good to see this person, and guess what, this one didn't say this time, and that's part of your tradition.
Well, that's the fun part,
yeah. And I bet you not have holiday Thanksgiving with your family, you'll actually miss it. So big surprise there.
You're used to having all these people surrounding you, and then you have your immediate family who you see every single day.
I like to call it the holiday dance. Sometimes you zig, sometimes you zag, sometimes you dip. But you know what? When you're done, you're glad you went and danced.
There you go. Good analogy.
There you go. Finally, I got one. It was better than some of the others I've had lately. Okay, now we can put those, and I already folded the others. Let's put them all in the That-O-Email.
That-O-Email.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to pick an email. And as you know, the winner of this will get a free 30-minute reading with Ma. I will email you in the morning, let you know you are the winner, and then at that point, we'll go ahead and do a reading when it's convenient for you. So, reaching in, mixing them all up, and here we go. Okay, and the winner is... Okay, the winner is Barbara K. Well, I'm just going to say Barbara K., and she is from Illinois. But I don't want to say anything else because we almost gave away.
You have a tendency to read their full name
and
their address.
I know, so that they get stalkers. Okay, so Barbara K., you are the winner of the free 30-minute mini angel reading. Not even a mini angel reading, really a whole angel reading. So I'll look forward to that, and I will get you an email out in the morning, and then we will take it from there.
Cool.
Wonderful, that's really cool. That was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun, and you went down to the mailbox, and I didn't have to play rock, paper, scissors, which I hate.
I know. Are you ever afraid that one of these days I'm going to win every single time? No, you're not, huh? No, because that could just possibly never happen. Okay, I get it.
Rock, paper, scissors, that's a 50-50.
Do you really
chance.
Want to know why?
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay,
I know there had to be a reason.
I'm going
to
play a song that I know you
oh,
absolutely
no.
hate, but I just want to do it because I love this song. I'm just so glad. Sorry she's not alive anymore. She made such great music. We'll be back in two.
Walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
How old it is. It is an absolute great song, and she was just an amazing singer.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, what
she
a...
was. I'm just not, you know, country music isn't my bag.
I know. You know, I've always liked the song, and then I saw the movie, and it just touched my
and
heart.
And I saw the movie, too, and
yeah.
I think that's why I do actually like that song.
Yeah, I think so. I think so as well. So there you go. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller because we still have so many on the line. I want to get as many in as we can. We are talking with Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You seem a little scared. Surprised that I took your call?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be me, and then I thought, no, that's not going to be me, and then you said my name, so...
And
yeah.
It was you. Okay. No, that's okay. Where are you calling from tonight?
Colorado.
Colorado. Wow, we've had all over the...
we have, Canada.
Oh, this is wonderful. Well, I know that y'all do celebrate Thanksgiving because the pilgrims
yes.
didn't have to go there by way of Canada, so that's a good thing. Tell me, did you have a good holiday?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. It was kind of surprising, actually.
Really? Why so?
It kind of relates to my question, because I have had a relationship with somebody, and we just reconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
are you ready for my question?
I'm so ready. I'm absolutely ready.
So, yeah, it's been a shock for me, really big shock. And the thing is, I always knew, not always knew that, but I've known for a really long time that he is my soulmate, and I think he just figured that out this week because of something I told him. And so now I'm like, wait a second, is it because I told him this that he's acting this way, or is it because he's really into me? And so I'm jealous about myself.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's a really good question. Okay. All right, this is a tough one, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm getting two answers here, and so I have to give you both answers that I'm getting, even though it's a little confusing, but maybe you can make more sense out of it since you're with the situation, okay?
Yeah.
All right, first off, what you told him shocked him, surprised him, but at the same time, thrilled him. Okay?
Yeah.
So, this comes the next thing. It was a catalyst to letting him shine in the way that he's shining with you right now. However, had you not said anything, I don't think you'd be at the point that you are today with him already. Make sense?
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
This was something that, you know, it was the proverbial kick in the butt that got him to see what he needed to see, and also made him realize some things about you, okay? But at the same time, would he be feeling this way right now had you not shared that? The answer is no. So does that answer your question? You're worried that what you shared, that this isn't a sincere emotion from him.
Well, I'm sure it's sincere from him, but I'm just, you know, people, I guess the best way to put it is, if you're a basketball star, right, and you really like this girl before you become a basketball star.
Right.
And then you become a basketball star, and the girl's all over you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that feeling, like, I know he loves me because I know that we, you know, are soulmates, and I know certain things that have occurred in, like, other lifetimes with him. And I guess that's really what I shared with him.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just kind of like maybe I don't want to be a basketball star now.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm just confused. I'm so confused. It's like,
well, do you think that it changes the way you feel about him?
No.
Okay.
No. That would be pretty hard to do. I'd have to have a concussion or something.
Okay. And you also are aware that he felt this way in the past as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So, again, I'm going to ask you, why are you questioning it? What's your real fear?
I'm not even really sure of that. I can't even answer. That's the weirdest part, is like I'm sitting here going, I should be happy. I should be, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
What I've been asking for forever. I should be happy.
Mm-hmm. So could it be that for the longest time you've wanted this to happen, and now that it actually came to fruition, it was slightly anticlimactic because there was a part of you that knew it was going to come there all along?
Hmm.
or is it anti-Semitic?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of why I didn't tell. I mean, there's many reasons why I didn't talk to him and tell him before, but yeah, one of it really was because I wanted to know that he liked me for me, not because of what we have had in the past.
Right. I don't think there's a question that he likes you for you. I mean, I'm getting yes with a vibration on that, which is a really strong, solid yes. I think that maybe when those words are spoken by each of you, like, wow, we both feel the same way, you kind of expect to hear the trumpets blowing and the organ music and the confetti. you know what I mean? But it didn't happen. And then you're like, well, okay, now you still have to go through the battles and tribulations of a relationship, right?
Right, right.
Okay, and that's the hard part. And you know that this doesn't make it any easier. Maybe it makes it a little bit harder because now you both know how each other feels. So guess what? You're right where you want it to be. I think you're just afraid, frankly, of a failure. I think you're afraid that you'll fail. And then you would have opened up to somebody who's really been a lifelong friend. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's been a part of your life in one capacity or another for how many years?
We don't know when we met. Maybe I was 4.
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty major, isn't it? I mean, and it's scary because you're afraid. Yeah, you're afraid. I'm telling you, that's what's going on. That's why I asked you what you were afraid of. Because for me, it's clear that you're just afraid. You're afraid that, look, you know, what if this doesn't work out? Is this going to mess up what we had before? There's a certain amount of risk in doing what you're doing. But the truth is, if you're really good friends, which you guys are, and you have that true connection, which you truly do more than most, then I would say that you have absolutely nothing to worry about, okay? This is going to go just fine. Just stop being worried about it. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I need, like, something to say when I get worried or fearful to banish it.
Well, how about this? Know that no matter in what capacity, he will always be in your life. Know that.
Oh, that I know.
Okay, so if you know
that, yeah,
then you have no problems because, you know, the reality is fate is what it is, and you're going to end up with whom you're supposed to end up with, okay? Now, you both know your feelings for each other. Don't overthink it because that's when we tend to mess up.
Yeah, I think you are so right on. Like, I really do want those trumpets to be playing, and, you know, everything all the time.
Well, of course. You know, everyone does, you know. But the reality is, it then becomes, it's been this, like, almost great love relationship that's been building and building. Like, if we were watching it as a movie, right at that point where after you told him what you told him and you saw the light go off in his eyes and it was like, bam, he got it. Now you were like one. At that moment, you know, the music score would raise, it'd get real high, and then we'd see the credits roll and the long kiss, and it'd be so great. But now you actually have to make that relationship work on another level, don't you? and that gets a little scary. You know, but you can do this. You can do this. Don't worry. He will always, no matter what, be a part of your life. That's a guarantee.
Cool. Yeah,
okay.
I know that.
Okay. Was this helpful?
Very, very helpful for making me understand, like, what, you know, my confusion.
Okay, very, very good. That's the most important thing. That's what I was hoping for. Okay, then, on that note, I'm going to wish you a very good evening. I'm going to thank you for calling in, and I'm going to tell you to stay in touch with us and let us know if that confetti ever comes, okay? Don't worry that it doesn't. I'm going to tell you, this is a good relationship. No matter what, this is a good relationship, okay?
Yeah, I'm super lucky. I really am.
So is he. so is he. You're both very blessed to have found each other. Okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye now. See, that was, it's sometimes, you know, we go around and around and we try to figure out what it is that's bothering us. And sometimes it's probably clearly evident to other people, but to us, because we're trying to overthink it sometimes.
Right, right.
You know?
And I understand how she feels. You know, you want that music playing in the background.
Don't you, though? You know,
wouldn't
I mean, I always had a very romantic idea of relationships,
mm-hmm.
always, you know, my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
And yeah, I know, you do too.
I'm
a
romance novel person too.
Right,
and, okay.
Right.
How unrealistic is that?
You know, is it unrealistic, or do you manifest something like that, I wonder?
Well, I mean, all romance novels are pretty much the same. You know, strong,
well,
handsome guy.
They follow a formula.
Sensitive, loving.
Right, yeah. But they're not all sensitive and loving.
No,
you know,
they're
some
not.
Some of them are real...
Yeah.
I didn't say it. Some of them can be very difficult, and even those get written into romance novels. I like... With a romance novel, and, you know, I know there are a lot of people saying, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? Those dime store romance novels. But, you know, I think some of them are really, really good. I've learned a lot. My mother used to read romance novels, right? I never did. And my mother read them, and I thought they were great. And so I went and started reading them. And I said, oh, Mom, you've got to be kidding me. These are, well, they're pretty good, but I could write a better one. And I tried. And got declined again and again. And I now know what it's like to get rejection letters because I told her I could write a better one than that. And guess what? It's not so easy. But I did take a class with Carol, who has since unfortunately passed away, and she wrote 17 books. And I learned a lot about it, and I had the opportunity to judge romance conferences and meet a lot of the romance writers, and it was a total blast, the best time I ever, I'm not kidding, so much fun. And there's a lot of work that goes into those romance novels, and I'm going to tell you, the things that they talk about in those novels are not as far-fetched as you would think.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised, because a lot of them are writing some of their stories off of personal experience or things that have happened or people that they know. It's amazing. I mean, I remember going on a fact-finding mission. We had to meet with detectives for one book, and then we had to go. I mean, it was just so much fun, and I was so lucky to be, you know, allowed
a lot of
to
research
along.
Involved in those books.
Oh, a tremendous amount.
Right.
You know, and generally the people who write this, the research has to be dead on, because if one person finds out it's not and they write it into the editor's embarrassed, and they get in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're pretty good. So, yes, these romance novels, some of them, I mean, some of them not, but a lot of them can happen, and you should have faith that these romances could happen. And you know what, Carissa, I bet you that 10 years from now, if you tell this story about how that whole thing came to be, it will be very romantic. It's just you're putting all this fear.
She's putting pressure on herself.
Yeah, yeah. And why put the pressure now? The pressure should have been before. Now the cat's out of the bag. Enjoy it.
Right,
know?
Now she's caught him, so.
Yeah, have some fun, right? That's where I'm at. Okay, so you know what I think we need to do?
What?
I think we need to play this song real quick because I
like
it.
Not another country song.
I won't do country, I promise, okay?
I don't trust you.
You'll see.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1. There's only one thing to do. 3 words for you. Only one way to say those 3 words, and that's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more love from the very start. Piece me back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. make you feel good when I hurt so bad. Best that I've had, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, there's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do. I love you.
I'm conceited or anything. Yeah, the Plain White Tees, they wrote that song for me. No, they didn't.
Can you imagine being one of those people that thinks all these songs are about them?
Yes.
Books are written about them. And
There are people like that out there.
I know.
And yes, I've had
a chance. Make you feel pretty special.
To talk to some of them. And they really do think that,
do
actually.
They?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are, you know, there's a fine line between manifesting and reality.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes certain individuals prefer to live in their own world where reality really hasn't been in existence in a long time. And you know, I mean, it, on the outside, you know, if you're just sitting there having coffee and talking to a friend and you know someone like that, it can seem a little bit funny. You're like, can you believe that she thinks this? I mean,
right.
You know, and we often see that with, I'll sometimes see that with maybe somebody who has a relationship with a guy she's never even met,
oh.
Never even spoken to,
mm-hmm.
But they're in love, quote unquote in love, you know.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Yeah, but here's the thing. In their mind, they've created this incredible
romance,
yeah, and
without just, even seeing the person, meeting them.
Yeah, of course, yeah,
that's so
they
interesting.
Do. And it happens. And here's the funny part. Take that now and put that plot to a romance novel. The girl who was going to be a nun but went to the nun school or the convent and decided that it wasn't
cool.
For her because she wasn't very good at it. And they told her she really probably shouldn't be a nun. No, I'm not done. And so she goes back, and so she has a very mouse-like existence,
uh-huh.
And dresses very conservatively, but in her heart is madly in love with, oh, maybe.
What kind of nun is that?
Well, she's not a nun anymore because she got kicked out of the convent. Now she's living in her little apartment, and she's dressing very conservatively, and she goes to work, and she has a crush on the local newscaster, and you never think that it's ever going to happen.
Tall and rugged with dark hair.
Yes,
and craggy face.
And yes, he has a rugged looking face. That's right. That you can rock climb.
That's
you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so what happens is somehow, some way, they meet, and she has this great love for him, and suddenly it becomes reality. So who was really crazy?
Huh.
Right? Because it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes people think, well, maybe I'm crazy to be so in love, and they're, you know, I think sometimes people feel a connection with somebody, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
feel it, it is, you know. If you feel something so strong, there's something to that usually.
You think?
Yeah, I really do think so. I really do.
They're just not
Well, I mean, there are some people that have mental issues, sure, you know, but that will show itself in other areas.
Hey,
okay?
I feel a strong connection to Matthew McConaughey, okay?
Okay, wait a second. I saw Matthew McConaughey on The Tonight Show about 8 months ago, and his skin was so pale, shockingly
enough.
No way. So pale. And I remember laying there thinking, dude, like I'm seeing your veins on your face, and you're freaking me out because you could see the blue and the.
Oh, he used to always be tan.
Tan than anything, and I was just really shocked, and I thought, that's odd, and I just thought how unattractive he looked at that moment, and I used to have the biggest crush
on him. Sure, shoot down my one man that I think.
Well,
is...
if you like pasty white veiny faced men.
No way.
Nothing wrong with it. No, he's actually turned out to be a great dad. Hasn't he?
Yes, he's
got two kids, and he's not out there flirting around anymore, so I'm really glad. I was worried about that for her.
He'll be here. And look at Ashton Kutcher. How disappointing.
You know, Ashton Kutcher has lost so many Brownie fans.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not that he's getting divorced, because sometimes two people, it just doesn't work out, okay?
Right.
It's the way he handled this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's this whole... cheating thing that I'm allowed to and it's okay.
Yeah, I hate that.
Apparently that's part of the whole I don't know, but it was reported allegedly that that's part of the Kabbalah thing where
what?
A man can go out and have an affair as long as he still loves his wife, he's allowed to make that mistake and come back.
What?
Yeah, supposedly.
So
and
that's
I'm
why
thinking,
all the movie stars are into this Kabbalah stuff.
I'm thinking that's shotgun material, right?
Yeah, no kidding. That's crazy.
You know, but you know, 2.5 men, you know, at first they were reporting the numbers were sky high. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first show. After that you realize
Stop watching it. It was not
Charlie
that
Sheen was a much better.
I know. And you know, it just not a good deal. You know, that's the way it is. I will tell you this. It is time, once again, for us to call an end to our Wednesday night show, sadly.
So sad.
It is so sad because...
And you have all these callers just sitting there going, rats!
We took a ton of calls tonight.
You did.
We took a ton of calls.
You did, and
tonight.
It takes a toll on you, and I don't think people realize that.
I don't think they realize that. I can't just one after the other, and if I could have taken another one, I would have, but I just physically can't because your brain just becomes like Swiss cheese, and if I'm going to make a connection for you, I want it to be 100% and not partial, because that's not fair either to them. So please, callers, I'm going to ask you, please give us a call next week. If you call in about 5 minutes of 8, you have a very good chance, almost 100% chance of getting on, and we'll be able to talk to you and answer your questions and hopefully have a really good experience together. So once again, everybody, thank you for listening to us. We love doing the show. We love having you listen. We thank Susie for being in the chat room and being such about what she does and keeping everyone happy. We love all the people that come back to visit us each and every week, and a lot of them I see log on or just go into the chat room. So keep coming back. We miss you when you're not here.
Absolutely.
Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. We'll be right back.